It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey, he's holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over the country, all over North America, wherever you might be. You could be in Toronto. You could be here in Atlanta with me. You could be in Indianapolis, home of the All-Star Game. You could be in California, Texas, Arizona. You could be in Milwaukee. I don't know where you're at. Thank you for listening, though. You can always tune in on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158, and a smart speaker. You can go to CBSSportsRadio.com and listen to the show. Yeah, we keeping things busy here. It's a busy Friday night. It's the beginning of the NBA All-Star Weekend in Indianapolis. People are getting ready to have fun. Everybody except for Josh Hart of the New York Knicks, who told everybody, I hate going to Indianapolis. Not my style. We'll get to that in a while. Unfortunately, this has been a day for, it's a mixed bag. Jimmy Garoppolo gets suspended for doing drugs? Wow. Nothing crazy. I mean, they don't release this information, but Jimmy Garoppolo suspended for performance-enhancing drugs. You don't know what he did, but they said he was he had a prescription. It's not Hulu. He had a prescription, but then he didn't make clear. He didn't get a waiver to use said prescription, which would lead me to believe he was taking an elevator upstairs. Let's put it that way. This is the news that broke surrounding Jimmy Garoppolo earlier today. This is courtesy of CBS Sports HQ.
Following that breaking news in the NFL, where Las Vegas Raiders quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo is facing a 2-game suspension for violating the league's PED policy. That's been confirmed by our NFL insider Jonathan Jones this morning. Jimmy G just started 6 games this past season, but then losing his starting job to the rookie Aiden O'Connell in Week 9, making for a tough end for what could turn out to be his first and only season in Vegas. It did not turn out good, and of course now there's a new head coach and maybe a new leadership there when it comes to the Raiders and QB1 spot.
It looks like Jimmy Garoppolo's, I don't want to say his career is cooked like his body, but yeah, his best days are behind him. Unless he has some type of reemergence somewhere, somebody gets hurt and he takes you on a magic carpet ride. Jimmy Garoppolo is suspended now for 2 games to start the season. Wherever he goes, wherever he signs, just lop off 2 games automatically. And then, as a result, we've also learned that the Raiders are going to cut him. He's going to lose $11 million as a result. Jimmy Garoppolo didn't have the greatest of days. Let's put it that way. And now the Raiders, yeah, they're going to think about who else is going to fill out their quarterback room. Aiden O'Connell, you going to rely on him? I'm not so sure. But Jimmy Garoppolo's not the only dude having a crap day. Tiger Woods, who just got back in action yesterday at the Genesis Invitational. Tiger Woods talked about all the surgeries and the pain, and he's happy to be back, and then he played yesterday. And he talked about having back spasms. And then he hit a golf ball off of a tree. And then he played today. And let's just say today it did not end well for this man, Tiger Woods. Listen to this, courtesy of the Golf Channel.
Uh-oh.
When Pete Datchison, the PGA Tour rules guy, is carting you in, that usually is not a good sign.
No, it's not. Aaron, do you know anything about this?
Guys, this is the first I'm seeing of it, but I will say this. On the fifth tee, after he made bogey on 4, he came over and he leaned over on a table at the fifth tee or a stand, and he looked visibly uncomfortable. So I can only imagine that that's the reason that this looks like a WD.
I heard you talking earlier today, having watched him on the range, and you said he didn't look as mobile as he did yesterday.
It definitely looked a little more labored today than he did yesterday.
Well, they said Tiger Woods had to withdraw due to illness. Is it pain and illness? I'm almost sure of it. Is it illness because he was feeling woozy from some pain medication? I don't know. It's just after a guy says, oh, my back was hurting. It was seizing up on me yesterday. And now today he's sick with an illness. I'm like, come on. He's just, Tiger Woods is physically busted up. The man has had 5 back surgeries. His back is not going to spasm? Ain't nobody ever cut my back open, and sometimes I'm frozen like a statue. He shot a 72 in round one. He could only finish 6 holes today. That's it, 6 holes of the second round. Tiger Woods just is already done. It stinks. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to get into this Sabrina Ionescu and Steph Curry 3-point shootout on Saturday night. I think that's the biggest story for All-Star Weekend. It ain't the dunk contest with Mac McClung. Bob is here from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Bob?
Oh, it's good to hear your show again, JR. I was just talking to your producer, and I wanted to live vicariously through you guys because I don't have a TV. I was asking him who all was on the Celebrity All-Star team, some of the people, because I remember one time George Clooney talking about getting to shoot hoops with President Obama, and he said it was just the thrill of a lifetime.
I don't think Barack Obama ever participated in the All-Star game.
It'd be unsafe.
Yeah, no, he has. Who was in? I mean, it's a bunch of younger celebrities that some of them I don't even. Let me try. You know, Michael Parsons was in the game. You know that, right?
Yeah, you mentioned that.
Yeah, I don't know any of these other people. I know their name. Lily Singh? Ryan, who is she, an actress, comedian? Who is Lily Singh?
Don't know her. Jennifer Hudson was in there.
Yeah, Jennifer Hudson. You know Jennifer Hudson, Bob?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Jennifer Hudson was there, but she don't play basketball.
It's a good sport set up for celebrity play. You know, I guess more like golf or bowling, but celebrities couldn't play all sports.
Well, let's put it this way. I'm glad that they went through the celebrity game. And the 3 NFL players that I at least noticed, Puka Nacua.
Oh, wow.
Michael Parsons. And C.J. Stroud, none of them got hurt.
Oh, I didn't think of that. Well, thank goodness. All right, I'll be listening. Great to hear you again, JR.
All right, thank you so much, Bob. Appreciate you for calling from Michigan. Yeah, that's the most important thing to me is that nobody got hurt. And Puka Nacua was out there throwing down some slam dunks. Michael Parsons had a dunk. C.J. Stroud is trying to cross people up and go in between his legs. And they're getting ready to hand out this Celebrity All-Star Game MVP award, and it looks like it is going to Michael Parsons. I'm assuming that because he is the one closest to the trophy. I don't know how many points he had. It don't matter to me. Yeah, who the hell? Who are these folks? Can you identify anybody else, Ryan? I don't know who these people are.
No, yeah. This is probably, in terms of Celebrity All-Star Games, the least big name celebrity filled I could think of in a while.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen Kevin Hart out there, and granted, I think they do a good job bringing in like there's a guy back there, he looks like an accountant. You see that dude?
Yeah.
Michael Parsons had 37 points.
How that guy who literally looks like just an average Joe is trying to or asked to slow down Michael Parsons feels unfair.
Yeah, the guy behind him looks like a substitute teacher. He's standing next to Puka Nacua, and I don't know who these people are.
J.J. Redick's probably living in his dream right now, referencing all the old players as plumbers and firemen. This is basically the closest thing we'll get in 2024.
I know. I didn't know that Michael Parsons, well, maybe that's why he had 37 points. He had 37 points and a couple of dunks. Michael Parsons, full line here in the celebrity game. 37 points, 17 of 31 from the field.
Oh, my.
16 rebounds and 4 steals.
31 shots.
Listen, when you are when you're the athlete and the big dog out there, I guess that's just – who's going to tell Michael Parsons no?
Puka Nacua ain't, that's for sure. I agree with that.
Yeah, I think Puka Nacua knows. He might know what he feels like to maybe chip him or block him just to – a little bit. And so now the NBA tonight is going to move on to this, what do you call this thing?
The Rising Stars Challenge.
They've switched it up. They've switched this up too, though.
Yes.
Like, it's no longer just like rookies versus sophomores. Now this game has developed into, like, they have four different teams that are playing against each other.
Oh, I did not see the format. Is that how it works? Oh,
yeah,
wow.
It's like there's not just two traditional teams. There's like four teams. They play against each other, and they try to make all of this. What they want to do is make everything more competitive. And I don't know if it's going to do the job. But today, the All-Stars descended on Indianapolis, and we heard some of them speak. Someone like Victor Wembanyama, and he's going to be participating over the course of the weekend, not on Sunday night. This is what Victor Wembanyama had to say. Somebody asked him what his 12-year-old self would say for being at All-Star Weekend as a rookie. Listen.
I mean, my 12-year-old self would have probably said something like, why not earlier? Why not the year before? But, I don't know. When I was a kid, one of my goals was to make the 2016 Olympics with the national team. So, unfortunately, I'm a little bit late for this, but I already had high expectations.
Everybody's excited. You even got a woman, and yeah, I'm gonna go there. We got Sabrina Ionescu competing in this 3-point contest tomorrow, specifically against Steph Curry. And Sabrina Ionescu in the WNBA 3-point shootout, she had 37 points. She knocked down 37 shots. It's a record in not just the WNBA, but the NBA. And so now she's going to take on Steph Curry for all the marbles. And Sabrina Ionescu, she talked about this being a dream, just playing against, having a competition with Steph Curry. Listen.
I think I was about 10 years old. I have this picture of, I think I was about 10 years old and giving him a high five in the tunnel. Obviously, being from the Bay Area, he was that player that I idolized growing up. This moment for me is much bigger than just a shootout and knowing that I could have never dreamed of an opportunity to share the court and the floor with someone that I've looked up to since I was 10 years old. And so kind of just understanding where I'm at right now and knowing that little me could have never fathomed this opportunity and kind of playing for her.
Okay. And so because she was the best shooter in the WNBA 3-point contest, because Steph Curry is the greatest shooter, it was kind of thrown about that it'd be cool to see them take each other on. And it's going to come to reality tomorrow night. Now, we know that things are growing with women's basketball. You know, we talked about Caitlin Clark and now being the NCAA's top scorer on the women's side, Division I. And we got last year Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark going at it. Everybody is eager to see what happens with this March Madness and Final Four. Are we going to get a rematch? LSU, Iowa, we don't know. What is Angel Reese going to do in the NBA? What is Caitlin Clark going to do when she gets to the NBA? Like, these are some interesting questions. Can't wait to see it. But is tomorrow night a good look for the WNBA? It's risky, right? It's risky for everybody. If Steph Curry loses, they go, oh, you got beat by a girl, right? Now, if Sabrina Ionescu loses, I think most people, if I had to put money down, I'd pick Steph Curry, right? They're just going to go, why is she out there? People are going to look at this and go, oh, the WNBA sucks. These women suck. And as far as I'm concerned, Sabrina Ionescu is going to shoot from the NBA line. Is she going to shoot with an NBA ball? I'm not sure or certain. But this is two different competitions. And as good as this is for exposure awareness, I think a lot of people know Sabrina Ionescu. I think there's going to be a whole hell of a lot more people who learn about her. I don't know. I just feel like online people are going to tear this apart. I think we already got enough trolls who sit around all day trashing women's basketball and women's sports. And there's a part of me that just wants to see her win. Or maybe tie or beat them. And then you're going to have a segment of people go, oh, this is all rigged. Hickey, what do you think? Is this a good thing or a bad thing for women's basketball tomorrow?
I think it's a good thing because I don't think they can lose fans. Like, if you weren't going to watch the WNBA before tomorrow, even if Sabrina gets embarrassed, like, you weren't, like, I don't, or I guess maybe the better way to say this is this. If Sabrina, let's say, losing gets smoked, I don't think any WNBA fan is all of a sudden not going to watch the WNBA this summer. I think you can only gain fans by if she has a good performance and people are like, oh, wow, maybe women's basketball isn't what I assume it is. And maybe I'll watch her play when she does play, you know, this upcoming summer. And all of a sudden now you tune in. It's like, oh, wow, this is fun. She may get like roasted by trolls. Like that happens with everyone and everything. But I think this is only a win for the WNBA because they're not going to lose viewers and fans. I think they're only going to gain some.
You know what? Good point. They get crapped on enough. What's a little more going to hurt, right? I guess that's in essence what it is. It's just sad. And I mentioned how we've seen, and I get it, the style of play in the NBA has changed, the defense, lack of physicality, shot, just throwing up shots from everywhere all over the place. I get it. But there is no disputing the fact that the players are more skilled. I mean, you think about the 7-footers and the Giants who are now moving around like they're guards. Can they go ahead and have a post game, or can they do all of that? No. You know, do you want to call that a wash? I just think the players are more versatile. The women's game has improved too. And not just from, oh my God, the women are, you now can see a woman dunk a basketball. Like, the women's game is exciting. It's gotten better. And so basketball, whether it's on the men's side, the women's side, I think we're getting a better product all over the place. I enjoy it. You know, if Steph Curry loses, it'll be all jokes and ha, 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 he, he, he. It'll be a very, very, very small part of his legacy, if you want to even call it that. How many people know that he's won 2 3-point shootouts already against NBA players? So I don't think he's losing anything except for a day of jokes if he loses. And, you know, Hickey has an excellent point. WNBA doesn't lose anything at all. Unless Hickey, and this is possible, she stinks to join up. If she stinks to join up, there's, I think you, I don't know if you need to come back from that. It's just, it just makes it worse. I'll put it that way. It's one thing to lose. It's another thing if she gets annihilated.
If she gets smoked, it's definitely tougher to convince the non-WNBA watcher to watch. I definitely agree with you there. If you haven't watched up to this point and she just can't hit a shot, can't hit water from a boat, forget the fact she's shooting from deeper than normal and with a bigger ball, I would agree. I don't think that all of a sudden that's going to rush people to the TV to watch the Liberty take on the Sun or the Mercury.
Yeah. If she wins the tournament, the next thing you know, maybe we could throw Caitlin Clark in the NBA. She'd get destroyed.
Pistons do need some shooting.
Oh, maybe Isaiah Stewart can set a screen for her, right?
It's possible. She'll get some open looks that way for sure.
Yeah, she'll get some open looks. And one screen in the NBA will take Caitlin Clark. It'll put her in the first row. But there's she's definitely amazing in her own right. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's a question to you. Sabrina Ionescu versus Steph Curry. Is this good or bad? Is this good for the WNBA? Is it bad? Are you interested? Are you excited? Is this a waste of time? There's going to be negativity, flat and period. I hope she comes out on top. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Are you stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. We'll come back. I'm going to fill you in on some NBA coaches and players who are losing some money, and they didn't even have to show up to a 3-point contest. I will explain here on CBS Sports Radio.
Odyssey celebrates Black History Month this February on the free Odyssey app with the music celebrating the best black artists. Download the free Odyssey app and search Black Icons and listen to the ultimate in black excellence. John Coltrane, Aretha Franklin, Prince, Beyonce, and more. Or listen to live stations from across the U.S. representing communities celebrating the culture this month and all year long. It's all on the free Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. NBA All-Star Weekend is here. Who cares about the dunk contest, right? They had to get a guy out the G League, Mac McClung, to make it exciting. The biggest star is Jaylen Brown. The game? Do they even play hard? Whatever, right? But tomorrow night, we're going to have a first. We're not just going to have the traditional three-point shootout. We're going to have a WNBA player versus an NBA player in a three-point contest. Sabrina Ionescu, who holds the record at 37 in a three-point shootout. It doesn't matter. NBA, WNBA, she holds the record. She's going to go against Steph Curry, the greatest shooter of all time. She's going to shoot from three-point range. I believe she's going to use an NBA ball. And this is all for charity. Somebody's going to walk away with money. This will benefit someone. And we know the WNBA is looking for attention. We know that there's so much excitement surrounding some of the stars in the college ranks. Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese. Can't wait to see what they do in the WNBA. And this is great, right, for everybody. Or is this going to get annihilated tomorrow? Is she going to beat Steph Curry? Is Steph Curry going to embarrass her? Are we going to get more ammunition for the WNBA sucks? Are we getting more of that? Hickey brought up a great point. You put this much attention on anything, in particular the WNBA, they can't lose. Because there's already a segment of people who are just going to hate on the WNBA regardless of what happens. And so I like the idea. Maybe I'm tired of looking at all the hatred towards the WNBA. Maybe I need to stop reading the comments, I don't know, on Bleacher Report. Maybe that's me. 855-212-4CBS. I'd love to see Sabrina beat Steph Curry. Is it going to happen? I don't think so. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Let's talk to Russ from California, and I want to talk to you about some NBA individuals in the NBA who are losing a little bit of money. Hey, Russ, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hey, thanks. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I think this is great. This is great for NBA with Curry and Ionescu have this little competition. I think it's great for the WNBA. I think it's great for everybody who's going to watch it, going to see it on their phones afterwards. This is, like, all positive. Everything, anything that any of the, quote-unquote, like, W athletes do is always going to get crapped on. And you kind of just have to put that out of their minds. I'll tell you, all those W, quote-unquote, W players put all that stuff out of their minds every single time they go to practice and go to the games and everything else they do. So this is all positive on their end. Love it. Just wish that, like, all these sports aren't on, like, cable, because that's the only way you can see them now. That's the, like, that's my, anyways. But I digress, man.
Well, thank you, Russ. Appreciate you for calling from Cali, and thank you for listening. And we talked about part of that last night. So, for instance, Caitlin Clark, when she went out there and became the all-time leading scorer in NCAA history, the game was on Peacock. And so, yeah, it would have been awesome if it was, dare I say, nationally televised, but we are so far away from that. I mean, you get, what, one NBA game a week for free over the air nationally? Everything else is on ESPN or Turner property. Yeah, I guess part of it is exposure. But at the same time, yeah, everybody wants to make money. I know the WNBA throughout the course of the season in the summertime, I feel like they have a good amount of games that happen to be nationally televised, but it's the summer. And that is one of the issues, by the way, that I think is that the WNBA faces. It's a summer league. People are outside. People are traveling. You know, basketball is in the winter. I don't know. If you dump the NBA in the middle of the year, are people going to watch the same way? NBA ends in June, right when people are just getting ready for summer and planning vacation and disappearing in July and August and getting outside. So that could be a little bit of an impediment for the WNBA as well. But I'm real interested to see what Caitlin Clark helps to do for the league. You know, what an Angel Reese does for the league. I can't remember ever looking at a WNBA player, or excuse me, a college athlete in the WNBA and saying, I can't wait to see her turn pro. I mean, we sit here and last night we thought about what Bronny James might be in the league. And at USC, Bronny James, yeah, coming off of cardiac arrest, he's pedestrian. This is a side player. Caitlin Clark is a star, and what she does in the WNBA, who knows? Maybe she might be somebody that helps take them to another level. We got Marco Belletti here with us. And Marco, what are your thoughts? We got this three-point contest between a man and a woman. WNBA players get annihilated all the damn time, just all over the place. Is this good? Exposure good? What do you think?
Any exposure is good. That league has been around for a really long time, but it still hasn't gotten anywhere near the traction that it needs to get to be able to get the spotlight on some really amazing players. So any opportunity for eyeballs to see it, to maybe get them to turn over, to look at the product when it's actually in their own environment, when the WNBA season is on, the better.
Just forget all the negativity. Just embrace it and keep it moving.
Look, there's going to be negativity, but if you're going to worry about the negative and not focus on the positive, you're going to stay where you are. You're never going to be able to advance. So you're going to have to take some of the negativity that comes along with it, but if you want the product to move forward, and the NBA is helping to try to get the WNBA product to move forward, you're going to have to get more eyeballs on it. And the only way to do that is to incorporate it with the NBA, where you have these big-time events, where you have people watching. I don't know if it's enough, but it's helpful.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, it validates the WNBA. I mean, maybe you're going to have some fans watching who are too cool for school, and not even too school, maybe just sexist, who just go, what are these women doing here? That's always going to be the case. But there is a level of validity added to the league to have these stars on par. Am I going to look at Sabrina Ionescu and think that in an NBA game she'd be able to run up and down there? No, not at all. I mean, I forgot the jackass. Was it Clay Travis who I think – didn't he say he wants to take a high school team, a boys team versus
– Oh, yeah. It was him. Yeah, it was him.
That was him. Like, that's the type of stuff where I can't even call him a caveman. He's just – He's an idiot. He's doing it for clicks, and yep. he's a jerk. But that's the type of stuff where, you know, tomorrow night it's going to help from a star power perspective, just to add validity to the league. And do I think she's going to win? No. Do I hope she does? Yes. I'm going to root for her, Marco.
Yeah, look, again, all that's fair, but it's all the idea that if you're going to worry about, like you said, caveman type of ideas, then you're never going to move forward. You got to let that stuff roll, and you got to try to figure out ways to get more spotlight. This is definitely helpful. Getting NBA players that show up to WNBA games, not that you force them, because that's no good either, but a lot of NBA players have done a nice job of going to it because they recognize the game, and they see it, and they want to be involved, and they want to go watch it. I mean, Kobe Bryant, nobody twisted his arm when he was going to WNBA games, right? He wanted to be there. That's helpful, too. Anything that shines a positive light and shows that, you know, we can get past the barbaric nature of, well, it's not better than the men's game. Great. Do you want to watch good basketball or not? So anything that helps in that regard is going to be something that helps them move forward. Is it an inch? Is it a mile? Hey, you take the progress when you can take the progress.
Anything is better than nothing, especially for a league just still trying to make money. That's the one thing I really look forward to here over this weekend. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of these NBA individuals who are losing some coin because they're just doing a little too much complaining. We'll also tell you about something that took place this day in sports history before we roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Time flies, right? Went from the Super Bowl, and then we end up here at the All-Star Weekend. Unfortunately, we had the terrible, terrible tragedy. I know Marco just shared the news. It was juveniles, kids with guns running around and beefing and shooting people and killing somebody at a parade. I don't even know if there's such thing as positivity to come out of it, but certainly encouragement. I do know that Taylor Swift, yeah, I know everybody's sick of her. For some people, I know Taylor Swift donated $100,000 to the family of the woman who is now deceased. And then it's gone even a step further. I do know that the Kansas City Chiefs and the United Way, they've gotten together to put together a fund. This is the CEO of United Way of Greater Kansas City. His name is Chris Rosen, talking about this Kansas City Strong Fund. Listen.
Like many of you, I am devastated by the senseless tragedy on what had been a day of joy, love, and celebration. We woke up as champions expecting to celebrate a day in triumph. Instead, February 14th will be remembered for its tragedy. There will be many forces that will work to divide us in the weeks ahead, but as the Chiefs showed us on the field all season long, the best path forward is not to turn against each other, but instead to work together, united. This moment is an opportunity to turn our collective outrage into action. That is why the Chiefs and United Way are coming together, creating a special emergency fund to support our community in its efforts to heal and become more resilient in the wake of these horrific events.
Positivity. It really stinks that the good deed has to come at the result of something that is just awful. Awful, awful, awful. All the best to everybody out in Kansas City who's had to, you know, deal with this on the heels of a championship. Let's see how things move on. We know that the world and life moves on, and let's hope that we could see some better results just in society as a whole. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We've talked about Jimmy Garoppolo, suspended 2 games, performance-enhancing drugs. We have talked about Tiger Woods, not able to complete the Genesis Invitational. He had to withdraw due to an illness. We know yesterday he talked about back spasms. Today he was carted off of the golf course. Klay Thompson explodes for 35 points. First game off of the bench last night. The first time that this has happened for him since 2012. Micah Parsons tonight in the NBA celebrity game at All-Star Weekend. Micah Parsons, yes, Micah Parsons of the Dallas Cowboys drops 37 points on 31 shots. Even threw out a couple of dunks. C.J. Stroud participated from the NFL. Puka Nacua from the Los Angeles Rams also participated. And then right before we went to break, we had a discussion about this three-point contest between Sabrina Ionescu and Steph Curry. And I think consensus says that regardless of what negativity comes Sabrina's way, the WNBA's way, that there is a positive that the league, the WNBA, can get this type of exposure. I'm hoping that Sabrina can beat Steph Curry. We'll find out soon enough. And, you know, I got to mention this. There's been a couple of guys who have taken a beating in the wallet over the past couple of days for just going against the grain with the NBA. A couple of nights ago, we saw Ty Lue get dumped from a game, expelled from a game, and he certainly let the refs know about it afterwards in the tunnel. Hey, this is from Hoop Jab.
What the refs said now? Cheat. Hey. That's all they've been doing. What game's that? The referee, I want to kick him in the mouth.
Whoa. The cheating-ass refs, what? Well, Ty Lue, today, he was fined $35,000 for publicly criticizing the referees. And if you thought Ty Lue telling a referee that he old cheating-ass guy, I mean, somebody else who also got fined $35,000 is Trae Young, who, by the way, is in Indianapolis as an All-Star game replacement. Trae Young, earlier this week, he wasn't happy with a referee's call, and Trae Young did the universal symbol for money, basically implying that the referee is on the take and that the referee was cheating. Steph Curry getting fined Trae Young fined $35,000. I guess all the players think the referees are just cheating that they're that damn bad. And then somebody else who was fined much more than all of them is P.J. Tucker of the Los Angeles Clippers. P.J. Tucker hasn't been getting the burn that he desires. He's not getting the playing time that he wants. And he's been very clear in wanting to move on, especially prior to the trade deadline last week. P.J. Tucker fined $75,000 for publicly expressing a desire to be traded. It's kind of wild here. If you open your mouth, the NBA is going to take some money out of your wallet. Norman Powell talked about what P.J. Tucker can bring to the team come playoff time, because they basically told him, take a hike and come back after the All-Star break.
He's really good, especially as an enforcer on the defensive end. I think when the games start to slow down, especially in the playoffs, and teams start to lock in, he'll be a good guy to go to when you need a big body to bang and be physical and take somebody out.
Hickey, you think they're going to – well, they might have to throw him out there, right? I mean, these are the Clippers. These dudes do get hurt at a ridiculous kind of clip, so maybe we do see P.J. Tucker in the postseason.
I think we'll see, yeah. Even if it's for a few minutes, he'll provide a good spark. And like you said, with even though he's been very healthy so far this season, with Kawhi's injury history, even with Paul George's injury history, the odds unfortunately favor that them, you know, one both will miss at least some significant time coming up.
The guy's going to be 39 years old, by the way. He's going to be 39 years old. At what point is he just like, hey, maybe my time is, I don't know. I look at P.J. Tucker, I'm just like, you going to play defense? We'll see if Ty Lue finds some value in P.J. Tucker. I do want to mention this. We discussed it briefly and quickly earlier on in the show from a quarterback perspective. We talked about the 49ers, and I mentioned Terry Fontenot, the general manager here of the Atlanta Falcons. We know that Jimmy Garoppolo is not going to be a Raider. They're going to look for a quarterback. And Terry Fontenot here in Atlanta is also looking for a QB. The world knows that one is needed here. And the Falcons are going to select at number 8 overall. And Terry Fontenot was pretty much asked about, in a vague way, you know, some of the options that he might be able to grab. And, you know, he can't talk about Justin Fields because he ain't his quarterback. He's not on his team. But Terry Fontenot was on the NFL Network, and he kind of lets you know that, yeah, we would also be interested in a guy like that.
You evaluate players at every point in their career, and that's why it's so critical as we go through free agency and, again, possible trades, we're evaluating every player. You're never going to look at a report from last year or the year before. We're going to look at the evolution of the players. And so, yes, to answer your question, it is, we have to be detailed and evaluate players in every phase. Look, it's the same way with people. You can have someone that you knew at a certain point in their career as a coach, and then now 3 or 4 years later, okay, where are they at this point in their career? We all grow and adapt. So speaking in general about any player, that we have to make sure we have recent reports and know where they are at this point in their careers.
Okay. All right. You know, I've talked about Russell Wilson being here in Georgia before. I've looked at Justin Fields. I think he's a little too risky in that regard. I think you know kind of sort of what you're going to get out of Russell Wilson. And then he's also much, much, much more experienced. We'll see what happens. As the NFL season is, it's a wrap. Super Bowl has come. It's gone. Next thing you know, we're going to be looking at March and thinking about free agency. And I'm not trying to hit the fast forward button into July, which would put us directly into spring training, or training camp, I should say. Baseball is on its heels, too, coming around the corner. So there's a lot of things to look forward to. Hey, Hickey, I know I've shared I want to see this shootout tomorrow. anything that you're looking forward to with this NBA All-Star break?
Just a shootout. I mean, the game is jump the shark. That is long gone in terms of being exciting or entertaining. I'm not a big skills competition guy. That doesn't really get me going. Even three-point shooting, same thing. So I'm very excited to see Sabrina, how she performs against Steph. I don't expect her to beat the greatest three-point shooter we've ever seen, especially on his turf. But that's at least one where I am intrigued more than I normally would be on any other given All-Star weekend.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. You know, I'm going to watch everything, likely. Am I going to watch every minute of the game? Maybe, maybe not. I'll probably have it on in the background. It's kind of old hat at this point in time. So we'll see what takes place. I know right now we got this Rising Stars game. Victor Wembanyama has stepped out onto the court. And so that should be fun to see what he can do. I also let you know this before we roll out. This day in 1994, John Stockton became the third guard in NBA history to record 9,000 career assists. Me, I'm assisting out of here. Well, I'll help my way out. I'll help myself out. I'll be back with you on Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, it's a wrap. Enjoy the weekend, regardless of what you do. If you missed this, a minute of the show, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Tomorrow afternoon, I'll be on the air in New York City at 2 p.m. Eastern. If you want to hear me talk about New York sports up in New York, easy. Free Odyssey apps, how you get everything. Thank you so much to Ryan Hickey. Thank you to you all for listening. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio is done. Me, I'm making the assist right now to Bart Winkler.
Odyssey celebrates Black History Month this February on the free Odyssey app with the music celebrating the best black artists. Download the free Odyssey app and search Black Icons and listen to the ultimate in black excellence. John Coltrane, Aretha Franklin, Prince, Beyonce, and more. Or listen to live stations from across the U.S. representing communities celebrating the culture this month and all year long. It's all on the free Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.